Territory's Minister for Primary Industry, Ken Vowles. He's had a busy week travelling throughout Indonesia and Vietnam to talk live cattle and buffalo exports. And we appreciate his time this afternoon. He's called in from Hanoi in Vietnam. Good afternoon to you, Minister. Tell us, what's the biggest achievement from this week?
Good morning from Hanoi. It's still morning over here, Matt, but it's great to be on the show and such clear reception. But I suppose the number one biggest achievement so far that we've had is just listening to the industry. And, you know, this is where our cattle and beef go. The main clients of course, Indonesia and Vietnam. And just hearing some of their concerns around not only, you know, the government policies or the policies changing, but just also the impact that would have on them. And I'm talking about the independent observers that potentially could be coming in. And just strengthening our relationships. You need to get over here and shake some hands and meet some people.
Yeah, so just on those independent observers on the cattle ship, so that's all set to come in October. So the customers, the consumers over there in Vietnam, they're concerned about it. Why?
Yeah, well, especially the Half Fat Group who I met last night, they're in Vietnam, and they're the biggest client or importers of cattle and buffalo in Vietnam. And they directly raised that with me last night that, you know, it will have an impact on their orders. It will have an impact on their business and, you know, how and what they need to do around pricing and how they can sort of negate and can I help in any way. And I informed them last night that I'll be travelling straight to Canberra from here for meetings next week as part of the Facing North initiative we do as an NT government. But I'll be having those meetings with the federal minister and also the federal opposition minister to make sure their voices are concerned, my voice is concerned. I'm pretty irate around it. I think it's something we don't need. It's pretty archaic. And, you know, we understand the appalling issues they had around the sheep, but in regards to cattle and buffalo, I think it's a step backwards and there's a lot of processes put in place for the animal welfare of those animals coming across here.
The federal government has been talking up the benefits of this economic trade agreement with Indonesia. I know you were there earlier this week in Indo.
Yeah.
The federal government says the number of live cattle to be exported in Indonesia is set to rise by 4% a year to 700,000 head in a few years' time. How realistic is that, given what you've seen and heard?
Well, what I've heard, I mean, I've been over here and I've met with the Meat Livestock Australia, the Red Meat Partnership Group and the Cattle Council Australia, all over here around a symposium around food security and red meat. I don't think, you know, off the bat that would be absolutely achievable. I'd love to see it, obviously, because we'd see a huge increase coming out of the Northern Territory. But there's still a lot of concerns around how to get those cattle out of here in numbers, the continuity in supply and orders that we need to have in the Northern Territory. I see, you know, I think just last year, we had 226,000 cattle come into Indonesia from the territory. Mm. There's only 39,000 head in Vietnam. So you think we could have 700,000 across the whole country would be great, but I don't think that would be absolutely achievable.
While you've been away, there's been a fair bit going on in Canberra. The Senate voted in favour of banning long-haul exports. Federal Labor's been pushing for that ban as well. I know in the past you and Joel Fitzgibbon have both said that the live cattle trade is different as it involves shorter journeys. But, I mean, you're in Vietnam, Darwin, what, to Haiphong's 8 days. What's the magic number where it becomes a long haul?
Well, what I'd say is, you know, the House of Reps, the Senate are so out of touch with the Australian people at the moment. I mean, what I'd say to anybody is get up to the territory, start meeting with the cattle people, start meeting with the buffalo people. We get it up in the territory. I'm hearing it here how important our markets are, how important it is to these countries, Indonesia and Vietnam. And I think it's a bloody disgrace that we could be at a situation where our billion-dollar industry in the Northern Territory alone could be impacted by decisions made down south. I think the times, you know, you need to speak to the people that actually do the business I've heard nobody speak to anybody in the territory around what is the right date, what how long it is, how short it is. But tell you what, these are markets that have been going on for a long time in the Northern Territory, and to have some people from down south start attacking a $1 billion-plus industry in the Northern Territory and the impacts that would have on us is an absolute disgrace. You know, we as a government have put in over $5 million to the Burma Export Yards because we listen to the industry, we understand the importance of it, we understand the importance of animal welfare in looking after those animals before they get on the boat and when they get off the boat. I've had a briefing from the Global Compliance Group in Jakarta, you know, the real-time live tracking of cattle and on the boats as soon as they leave until they're in the abattoir. So I'm very confident, I'm very assured that all the processes are good processes. I absolutely 100% behind the industry, and that's what I'll be doing in Canberra next week, is shouting from the rooftops about how the impact of this will be on the Northern Territory.
It's been suggested by quite a few people that it's not in Labor's DNA to support live exports. What would you say?
Well, that's part of the process, Matt. It's part of the situation. It's part of the issue we have, and that's why we're going to Canberra. That's why I'm over here. I meet regularly with the Cattlemen's Association, the Buffalo Industry Council, the live exporters. You know, no government invests, like I said, over $5 million in Burma Export Yards to then have a federal government, either Liberal or Labor, make a decision to ban live exports of cattle or anything like that. I don't know about the DNA. It's not the DNA in Territory Labor. And I said, as the Minister, I'll be forcing my opinions on people in Canberra on the impacts it will have to the Northern Territory. There's no way I can support, as the Minister, a ban on live export anywhere, especially from the Northern Territory.
We really appreciate your time today from Hanoi. A beautiful city. I hope you've given yourself a little bit of time just to do a little bit of sightseeing.
No, the last three mornings, as usual, up at 5 a.m. and we've been off and running. And we've already had briefings this morning from Austrade, briefings from the Australian Ambassador to Vietnam, Craig Chittick, and we're out to meet with Mr. Vu, the chairman of the Unbound Group, who have Vermela Station. They bought Vermela Station.
Yes.
Outside of Katherine. Mm. Yeah, so we're meeting with them this morning and then on to another group and then out to a feedlot abattoir later this afternoon with, of course, you know, I've got Will Evans from NT Live Exporters, Luis Pallada from NT Buffalo Industry Council and Rowan Sullivan from NT Cattlemen's Association with us. And it's just so important we have a united front to say, hey, we're here. These are the people you call and order through. And we can see the whole supply chain right in front of us when we visit these places and meet with these people. So it's just so important to be here. And it is a great city. I've only seen from the airport to the hotel and to other meetings. But it's so different to the Darwin, mate.
It is. Hey, it's 10 minutes to 11 local time. I'll let you go. Thanks so much for your time.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Cheers. That is Ken Vowles. He is the Minister for Primary Industry in Hanoi.